You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Carol Messer and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
And it is time for the Bond Report, brought to you by Kroll Bond Rating Agency. Insightful credit analysis that drives the market. To learn more about their European expansion and to access their free ratings and research, visit kbra.com. For more information, this is Bloomberg Markets. I'm Carol Masser in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Corey Johnson off today. Alex Harris, though, with us, bond reporter at Bloomberg News, watching the bond market for us. Alex, where do you want to start?
Let's just kind of start with, you know, Treasury yields in general and how the trade kind of progressed after
the jobs report.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
What kind of reaction did we see?
You know, it was I think the expectation was that there was going to be some sort of rebound, post-hurricane, given what we saw last month with the September data and the loss of 33,000 jobs. It wasn't as high as analysts had forecasted. We got 261,000 jobs added versus, you know, I think the estimate was about 313,000. Mm. We did get some bit of a revision, but, you know, the participation rate dropped.
Wait, don't talk about the jobs report. Just talk about the mom report. We're going to bring Elena in a second.
Case.
Did we have much reaction?
You know, we got a pop higher, you know, prices rose, yields fell, and then the move kind of faded. And, you know, because everyone was expecting a rebound, okay, we didn't get as big of a rebound as we had expected. But, you know, it really was an unimpressive trade post-payrolls because of that expectation. And I think then what everyone has now turned to is focusing on next week's refunding auctions. You know, we have the 3-year auction as well as the refundings for the 10-year and the 30-year. So that's where people's attention has gone now. But more interesting enough is really the behavior of the yield curves right now.
Yeah.
The 210 curve is actually kind of fascinating because it's broken through the 73.5 basis point level.
What does that mean?
It's a technical level. It's now trading around 71. But what it's really meaning is that the yield curve has always kind of been a signaling device, that economic growth is slowing.
We watch it for signs of a recession.
Exactly. And I think what this is really telling us is that because of all the monetary policy stimulus we've had over almost the last decade, that signaling device might in fact actually be broken. Because you have the ECB, you know, regardless of the changes that they're making to their QE program, they're still in, you know, buying assets. The BOJ to some extent is still buying. And this is, I think, weighing on asset prices globally, that, you know, yields are down across credit products and interest rate products in Europe, and everyone's still searching for yields. So that's weighing on the U.S. curve as well. So I think really what that 210 curve is signaling to us is that this, in fact, this mechanism isn't as ironclad in terms of being an indicator.
Well, it's been the trillion-dollar question, I feel like, you know, in terms of central bank policy and what it might mask, you know, and what's truly going on in the markets.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, when you look But when you look at also the central bank, you know, the line of succession now, and Jay Powell has been, you know, officially named as the nominee to chair, you know, to the Fed and to replace Janet Yellen, you know, Janet Yellen, I think, has had a lot of good fortune as, you know, she's raised interest rates and they're starting to embark on their balance sheet unwind, in that she's had the cover of global monetary stimulus from the ECB and the BOJ that I think has muted maybe some of that adverse reaction that everyone had been waiting for.
Ah, interesting perspective. Yelena, come on in on the conversation. Yelena Shaletyeva, senior U.S. economist at Bloomberg. Jobs report. This is kind of your big day, right?
Oh, yeah. So I would just really want to add to the explanation that maybe the jobs report was not as great as expected. I think if you incorporate upward revisions to August and September, it was actually way above market expectations, way above 300K if you account for those revisions. So, in fact, jobs growth is above the trend, so that means we will see continued declines in the unemployment rate. That fell to 4.1%, the lowest in the cycle. So we will continue to see this low readings on the unemployment rate, and we will probably break through 4%. So that means the Fed is going in December and probably going several more times next year.
Labor force participation rate, though, we talked with Chris Liu, who was a former Undersecretary for Labor under President Obama. That went down a little bit, though. Should we be disappointed about that?
I would be very cautious about participation rate, especially you know, given all the hurricane distortions, let's wait and see till November, December to see whether it normalizes. Actually, it was a little bit of stabilization in participation rate, and I'm talking about the trend, not the latest number,
right?
Which is a positive sign. People are looking for jobs. The quit rate is back to its previous cycle highs, in fact. So I think it's just kind of a misleading signal of 1 month.
I have to ask you, too, average hourly earnings unchanged. They were anticipated to be up 0.2%. Should we blow that number off as well, or is that significant?
You, that just tells you that the previous month was totally distorted by
and it was up 0.5%.
Workers, construction workers who were working overtime, that just normalized in October. So overall, the report shows no big progress in terms of wage pressures, but another report that we received earlier this week, just a bit earlier, employment cost index is telling us that wage pressures are gradually rising. So if you look at different sets of data, that tells you it is rising. It's just that the October earnings number tells us that September overestimated the trend a little bit.
You know, you mentioned, Alex, I want to go back to you for a moment because you mentioned that yield curve, and it's something that Bill Gross, Janice Henderson Group fund manager, talked about on Bloomberg TV. And he's been warning that that flattening yield curve portends an economic slowdown ahead, and that may crimp activity by the Federal Reserve.
I think so, but I also think the Fed is sort of has a very narrow tunnel vision. I think they're set out to doing what they want to do. I think, you know, at this point, the data didn't matter today. And I think the post-trade, you know, post-payrolls trade indicated that no matter what these numbers look like, the Fed was still intending to go in December. It has the market where it wants. But in terms of slowing economic growth and whether or not that's going to deter the Fed, and that's what the yield curve is telling us, I still think that it's really hard to see that. I think, again, the impact from, you know, central bank intervention is still so great that it's just created this distortion. So it's hard to say whether or not they're going to be deterred. I think you have some other, you know, you're going to have to just kind of wait and see what happens as the unwind gets further and further underway and things are resolved in Washington and we have a bit clearer picture here.
All right. Busy, busy week, busy, busy, busy Friday. Elena looks ready for a glass of wine at home. Alex Harris, bond reporter at Bloomberg News. Thank you. Yelena Shaletova, senior U.S. economist at Bloomberg, right here on Bloomberg Radio.